The history of Manmin is the way of faith, only faith. This is a church where senior pastor's faith in God is embedded. It is the church where Manmin members prayed, understand the heart of Father God, who wants to acquire sanctified children. There have been trials and difficulties for the last 30 years. Father God's work has never stopped through Manmin. The greater the persecution, the greater the works of Father God. And Father God, I mean, we can understand Father God's providence, but we are sure that Father God is alive. Father God's will and providence has never been stopped, and it will never stop in the future. He will continually work for this, for His providence. You and I are blessed to live a Christian life in this precious church. Let's give all thanks and glory to our Father God, who has led this church so far. We may encounter unexpected things in our lives. Unexpected things. But we should not say, why did it happen? It's so complex. It's too much. It's all because of him or because of her. We should never say like that. We have to understand the heart of God who allowed us to encounter those things. For now, we cannot worship face-to-face due to COVID-19. And senior pastor is not with us. However, there must be something that God requires from us. And we have to live by His will. And that's what we gotta do. So, from this 38th anniversary, we have to make up our mind again. In order to do so, we have to understand the heart of God. So for that, I have this message under the title of The Heart of God. I would like to share God's grace with this message. First, we'll look into the heart of God and about what we should do if we do know His heart. Jeremiah, who wrote the Lamentations, prophesied that Jewish people would forsake God and they would receive punishment of God. He experienced and witnessed that the Jewish people would be destroyed by the Babylonians. So Lamentations is the song of tears of Jeremiah the prophet, who is witnessing his country. And he is asking questions. Why it happened? Why this happens to Jerusalem? However, he got faith in God. That is, God is full of mercy. He is faithful. He is good. He doesn't forsake us. Don't be afraid. And he said, Lamentation 3:33. So what is the heart of God? The heart of God is revealed to us when we look into His huge project. That is, human cultivation, which is God's plan to gain true children whom He can share true love with. Since God created the heavens and the earth with His word, there has been new starting points in man-human cultivation history. The first man, Adam, was made as a living spirit. It was the first starting point for human cultivation. Adam enjoyed the good things in the Garden of Eden, but he didn't realize what he enjoyed was good. and happiness. After he committed sin, he was driven out of the Garden of Eden. After he was cultivated on this earth with tears and sorrow, he truly realized what true joy and happiness was. So, true human cultivation began 6,000 years ago when Adam was driven out from the Garden of Eden. And then the whole world were judged through the flood. Father God began human cultivation again through the man Noah. Human cultivation began again with the Noah's flood. Because he drew out the light that he encircled the earth when he created this earth. Everything went back to the attributes of the flesh, and actual human cultivation began. But that was not it. There was the incident of the Tower of Babel. People started to use many kinds of languages among their races and peoples. So we can see there was a work of the evil. Actually, evil spirits are co-workers in human cultivation. But all was done in justice of Father God. Even if evil people do whatever they want to do, our Father God wins. What does it mean? Well, this place is the actual cultivation place where the enemy devil and Satan has power. But there are people who are not stained by evil, but fear God and live by His will. When they move the heart of Father God with their love for God, Father God feels very happy. Since He had that expectation, He cultivates human beings for that result, and that's the heart of God. From time to time, Senior Pastor said, "I'm sorry." Because he said he had to tell us to pray, to live by the word of God, and it is too burdensome. However, he said, "Since it is the way to heaven, as your shepherd, I cannot but teach you like this." He said that again and again. Of course, Mami members understood. He didn't say so to make our life too burdensome. He rather said thank you to Senior Pastor because he said so. 2,000 years after the human cultivation began, Abraham, father of faith, was born. Father God refined him himself so that he could stand as the father of faith. Before he was refined, he knew about God and he feared God. However, hearing about God and experiencing God are completely different from each other. Abraham passed all kinds of trials with joy and thanks. And at some point, he reached the level where he could understand the heart of God. When he was given a command to sacrifice his only son Isaac, he obeyed completely. Giving his son Isaac as a burnt offering is not just the giving up his son. It is more than that. It is more than giving up everything he got. Because Isaac had the spiritual meaning. Isaac was promised by God. He was promised by God that he would gain his descendants, like as many as stars in the sky and dust of the ground. But God told him to give his son Isaac as a burnt offering. He could have hesitated. Since he remembered the word of promise, but God told him to give him as a burnt offering. Don't you think he could have hesitated? However, Abraham never hesitated, not even once, not even for a second. He obeyed right away. Why? Because he knew the answer. What is the answer? He knew the answer that if he gives Isaac as a burnt offering, God would revive him. He has this answer in his heart. He got the key of faith. It wasn't easy question. Easy quiz. But he got the answer to that quiz. God told him already that many descendants would come through Isaac. So he believed that even if he gave him as a burnt offering, Father God would revive him. He believed it because he knew the heart of Father God, who wants to give only the good things. However, Abram's servants didn't do like that. So, Abram left his two servants under the mountain, and he took only Isaac alone. Since he believed in the goodwill of Father God, even though Father God told him to give Isaac as a burnt offering, he got no ill feelings against God. He didn't misunderstand God either. He rather was joyful and thankful because God gave him such command. Lamentation 3, verse 33 says, "For he does not afflict willingly or grieve the sons of men." And Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." God does not give afflictions or calamity to His people willingly. He does not just neglect His people facing troubles. Father God knew everything beforehand. God knew how Abram passed the test. Father God knew Abram's heart. However, He let Abraham pass the test because Abraham should not be the ground of accusation after he became the father of forefather of faith. God proved Abraham's faith before the enemy, devil, and Satan. Most of all, Father God accepted Abram's true heart, who understood the good heart of Father God. And he felt good while he was cultivating human beings to acquire true children. Another 2,000 years after Abram was born, God's amazing secret for human cultivation was finally proclaimed. That is, His son Jesus came down on this earth in flesh. For the sins of human beings, Father God sacrificed two great things. He gave up His only begotten Son for us. That amazing love is His heart. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." People can understand others' hearts. There are people like that. When someone can understand my heart, that joy is far great, right? Father God is searching for children who can understand Father God's heart like this. And when His children accomplish goodness and love and convey it to God, Father God is too happy and too touched. Can you imagine how Father God was pleased when Abram obeyed by giving his son Isaac as a burnt offering? I will give my son for human cultivation. And Abram, you had the same heart. You don't misunderstand. You understand my heart. I'm so happy. You resemble my heart. I'm so happy for that. If we can truly understand the heart of Father God, we cannot but love God. Since we believe in God, we can overcome the world over, and we got no reason to be shaken. We believe in Father God till the end, who will give us glory and who will give us only the good things at the best time. To know the heart of Father God is understanding the Father God's heart. That is, what man wants and what God wants. I mean, we regard what Father God wants is true. We believe in Father God who has prepared for us blessing, and we overcome trials, and we manage our Christian lives with joy and thanks. I hope my mommy members can understand such heart of Father God. I hope you can become true children of Father God who has cultivated human beings for that reason. Now, I'll tell you two things that we should do after we understand the heart of God. First, we have to stand upright. After COVID-19, our life has been changed. The most noticeable thing is the society of untact society. Many people live a quarantine life. And because of social distancing, people are alone. They feel anxiety and they feel worried. We call it Corona Blue. It means coronavirus plus blue. That means because of COVID-19, many people feel depressed and helpless. Those who are very sentimental, those who are dependent, have greater chance to have this Corona Blue. A research found that more than 35% of people experienced the Corona Blue. More than 2 years of refinement of the church, and due to COVID-19, many members attend online services, right? So there have been many changes. Some people say, because senior pastor is not around and I got no fullness, I got no strength, when senior pastor comes back and I'll do my duty again. Since we have an online service only, I lost my fullness. I don't think there are people like this. Mommy members have experienced the grace of God through our shepherd, the Lord. And we came to have a confidence. With this confidence, we prayed, we've been faithful, we've been managing our Christian lives. And those piled up. And we came to have hope for New Jerusalem. What we have learned is the truth. If we keep it without losing it in any given situation, that is the truth in the sight of God. What if we don't encounter these things nowadays to show our truth? Through the refinements of these days, Father God will say that, no, you learned the truth well. You've done well. He will recognize us and He will console our hearts. Thanks to your shepherd, you've grown up. Now, you have to strengthen your spirit and soul. And you have to let the world know the grace that I gave to your church. That's what Father God wants from us. That's the heart of Father God. Since we know the heart of Father God, we have to cheer up. We have to be strengthened before Father God, and we got to go on. We got to hold on to the grace that we have received so far. Due to social distancing, there are people out there who suffer from corona flu. However, on the other hand, there are people who look back on themselves and who look for the true meaning of life. Therefore, through these moments, we have to remember the grace that Father God has given to us. We got to hold on to the truth, and we have to stand upright. If we stand upright before Father God, then Father God will be surely touched by us. After Apostle Paul met the Lord on his way to Damascus, he never forgot the grace that he received, and he lived the life of fire for the Lord. When he faced afflictions and persecution, his faith got revealed all the more greatly. He manifested the power to make the lame stand up. However, he didn't only receive the glory. He was beaten to death. He cast out demons. He preached the gospel. But he couldn't see the fruit. He was imprisoned. His kinsmen, Jewish people, followed him to kill him. There were news of disputes in the churches that he started, so he worried about them. There were people who betrayed Paul. There were people who misunderstood Paul when he collected offerings for poor people. However, he didn't care. He didn't get weird. He was not disappointed. He didn't complain against God. He didn't think to himself that, I want to stop it now. Even though he was beaten, when he came back to his senses, he went back to another place for ministry. He was beaten, he was bleeding, he was in prison, but he sang praises to God so all other prisoners could listen. Why was that? How could he do that? Because he understood the heart of Father God in his heart. When he heard the voice of the Lord on his way to Damascus, he felt and he realized Jesus Christ is his Lord. And he embedded the love of the Lord in his heart. That was the truth. That is true. We've heard so many words of the truth through our shepherd. Now we can discern what is true, what is the truth. Furthermore, he taught us to understand the deep heart of Father God. Therefore, we have to stand up. We got to stand up upright. And that's what Father God expects from us. Pastors and workers should lead other members with such great passion through Bible quiz, reading the Bible. We got to do all these things again. Even though we worship online and pray online, we got to do it from the depths of our heart. You watch that Mami magazine. A small town in India. The people in the village were so full of the Spirit with one cell phone. Therefore, wherever you are, you got to do your duty before Father God. As you used to do, you got to prepare your offerings for Father God. When you do this and that without changing, that is to keep your spirit and that is to keep your faith. Brothers and sisters, 1 Peter 5:10 says, after you've suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Father God of love, have made us to become the best grain in the last 38 years. And we are still in that process and believe in that. Now discern well throughout this time and be strengthened. Hold on to the truth. Stand upright and shine out the light of truth. I hope you all may become like that. Second, that we got to do is to go through it. That is, we got to go through the limit of the flesh. It cannot be done in a fleshly way. It can be done when we have trustful relationship in Father God who is Spirit. Senior pastor penetrated through the spiritual realm. To receive God's revelation, he fasted and he prayed to God. He didn't know when he would receive answer. But he believed that Father God would give him the answer. And he believed and he knew the heart of Father God who wanted someone to penetrate the spiritual realm. He did it by faith. He did it for more than 7 years. We heard so many deep spiritual messages, but they were not acquired easily. It was all done by senior pastor's prayers and fastings. There was a pastor who prayed a lot to penetrate the spiritual realm, but he gave up. God told our senior pastor, there was a man who gave up before he penetrated the spiritual realm. We remember his message. It is never a good, easy job to penetrate the spiritual realm. But senior pastor did that until he received the answer. He fasted and prayed and held on to God, and he penetrated the spiritual realm. Now, he goes on to receive 100% of power of recreation. Why does he do so? Because that is the way to show that God is alive through the Word and through His power. And that is to lead countless souls to salvation. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, "Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth?" Father, our senior pastor knew the heart of Father God so well. There is something that we got to find. That is, the one who knows the heart of Father God can seek by faith and receive answer till the end. Therefore, we got to ask ourselves how much we understand Father God's heart. And we got to check ourselves whether we are stagnating without going through. Thanks to our senior pastor, we received the fullness and we received the easy answer. So what should we do? God is telling us that you yourself get the fullness and you got to penetrate. You got to go on to go through the limit of the flesh. If we truly believe in the heart of Father God, then we have to understand what we are short of and what is our limit. We got to find them. Here is an example. A mother asked her two sons to keep the house before she went out for a couple of hours. The first brother obeys well. Second one doesn't obey well. All she got to do to his first son was, "I trust you." That's it. That's enough. Because his first son understands her heart well and he obeys. And they got a trustful relationship with each other. However, she talked to her little son, second son, with more words. "Don't mess your room, okay? You gotta turn off gas range. You gotta study well, okay? I believe in you. I trust you," the mother says so. However, Would the second son obey? I don't think so. It's not easy. The mother cannot be assured that the second son would obey because he doesn't trust him too much. But he said, but she said, I trust you. What he's saying is that I don't think you would obey me, but I hope that you would do what I want you to do. Here is something, there are two things that we got to understand. First, what she told her the second son was not the perfect confession of faith. That we got to ask ourselves whether we are like the second son. That is, we believe that Father God would answer our prayers. We say so, but is it true confession? Or is it a confession of our hope that Father God would answer my prayer? God is the Creator, and we know the Bible is true. So with this knowledge, we may say, I believe. However, if we don't have perfect relationship with God, that confession cannot be called true confession. It is the confession of our hope. So, I would like to ask you to whether you have this kind of faith. One thing that we got to understand from the first son is that first relationship is very important. The mom said to the first son, I believe in you. And the first son would do the same. They have trust relationship. And the first son obeys what his mother believes in him. And there is a work of obedience. The mother's confession of faith bears true fruit. The Bible says, everything will be done according to your faith. We got to have this kind of relationship with God. When you have this kind of relationship with Father God, we can have faith to believe. So how can we have this trust relationship? Well, when we keep our promises, then we can have it. When we keep the Word of God, when we practice the Word of God, when we do the goodness that Father God can be pleased with, then we will have trust relationship. We keep the Lord's Day holy, we worship God in spirit and truth, then we can receive the fullness, and we can be very, you know, confident. Right? You experienced it. Well, if you are lying, if you are selfish, if you are not, you know, vigorous to glorify Father God, or if you are not interested in the work of Father God, then you don't have much trust relationship with God. Someone say, I receive much grace. I pray well. Well, can that make, you know, her faith grow up? Can she make trust relationship? Well, that's not enough. When she obeys the word of Father God with the heart of love, then she can have trust relationship with God. And to that extent, her faith will become true, and there will be the work of faith. So, do not hesitate. Work hard to have this trust relationship. Well, you can do it. I can do it. It can happen. There are people like that. But there are other people. Well, I don't think it's easy. Well, I don't think I can do that. There are people. There are these kind of people. So, do not hesitate. Work now to have this trust relationship. Don't stop at doing your basic duty. But do more. Thanks to you, so many people are touched. You got to do your job like that. Please work so that the kingdom of God can be extended. You got to pay attention to spiritual things. Then you may have God's trust. As much as you do with the heart of love, then you may have truth in your heart. Then you may have that much trust with Father God. Then Father God will say, you practice my word. You enlarged your heart. And Father God regarded it as trust. Since you got trust in your heart, and you got truth in your heart, You may trust yourself, and you may confess. You can make the confession of faith with confidence. Then it will be done according to your faith. People say, I believe, but work follows someone, but others not. Why is that? Regardless of God, that's the matter of themselves. The problem is the trust relationship. So, in order to keep your faith, you have to make trust the relationship with Father God first. In other words, you gotta practice the word of Father God with the heart of love. Then you may have faith. And that faith is true. The work of God can be manifested. That's what we should do. You shouldn't hesitate. You gotta go on. You gotta go through it. You gotta practice. You gotta actively work to have trust relationship with God. And Father God is giving us that kind of chance. What Father God wants is that we are not disheartened, but overcome whatever the limit is that we are facing. Father God wants us to penetrate it and go through it with faith. It's not too big thing. The truth that we have learned, we gotta hold on to. When we gotta keep on piling up goodness. If you have been doing things following the atmosphere that the senior pastor was with us together now, why don't you do it by yourself? It is to show the evidence that you truly love the Father God now. What about this? You write down what you did when you were full of the Spirit. I have done that. And you do that alone to get the fullness. For example, you prayed under the lead of Mrs. Bolin Lee, then even if you pray alone, online, and if you receive the fullness alone, then you are going well. You used to take care of souls well in your area, but then you can take care of souls now, then you are going through it well. You read the Bible before, but you can read the Bible alone. That means you understand the heart of Father God well, and you are going through well. Your brothers and sisters, senior pastor is not around, and there are things that we gotta do. If you think in flesh, if you do in flesh, if you speak in flesh, if you speak fleshly words, then that's not a man who are raised by the word of sanctification can do. We gotta look up to God even in this kind of situation all the more. When we keep our faith, having greater trust relationship with Father God, then Father God will see our faith and He will work for us. This is the time that we have to overcome the limit of flesh. It is a great chance to have greater trust and faith in God. I hope you can make this time like that. Let me conclude this message. When children grow up, they got greater gratitude for their parents. Now, as we celebrate 38th anniversary, if we can console the heart of Father God by saying, thank you for raising us well for the last 38 years. We've been doing well, so don't worry about us. Father God will be pleased with us. Just as the Bible says, God never afflicts willingly or grieves us, manmin, through this time. Please, do not misunderstand the heart of God who's been making manmin more perfect as beautiful fruits of human cultivation. Rather, we should understand His heart so that we can stand upright on the truth even in greater difficulty than now. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you may pile up trust before Father God and go through the limit of flesh by faith so that you can be guaranteed by Father God.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.